Hey, what's up, everybody? Got the sweet hat still going on. Got the haircut today. Moody is watching. Bless your sir, buddy Grayson is watching. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Robert Madrano is watching. What's happening? What's happening? All right, Cindy is watching. Tim's probably watching with her. What's happening, everybody, this Saturday? We'll wait a couple more minutes. I was trying to get one of my fellow investigators to log in so that we could go live together and we could talk a little bit about Grove Point Road. And then some of the stuff that he saw on the stuff from the Scottish Rite whenever we went and investigated last Saturday. So we've got some good stuff, and you know, we've got some we got a couple EVPs. We did get some good stuff, I think, on camera. So what's happening, everybody? What's happening, Patrick? Sweet. What's up happening there, Tim and Craig? So, Pops here. Okay, yeah, I got to remember to start calling you Pops. So, let's talk a little bit tonight about ghosts and stuff. You know, I was on Grove Point Road earlier. And Grove Point Road, if you go all the way down to the very end, that's where it ends. And it used to be owned by Great Dane. Well, now, I don't know, but you can tell somebody really rich lives there, because it just looks a lot better. You know, the outside is they've got flowers and all kind of stuff spruced up around there. They've got a nice camera and some lights and stuff all around there. But right before you get to that is a little other place called Grove Hill Plantation, and I was hoping that Jasper will be logging on here in a minute, because he's got a couple stories that he was sharing with me about Grove Point Road. Whenever he went down there, supposedly there is a car that will chase you when you're parked down there. And then another thing, I forget what all he said, but he was telling me some pretty cool stuff today when he saw the video. But those woods, if you saw the video, so those woods that I was showing, it used to go a lot further back, and you had to walk probably about 200 yards, maybe a little over 100 yards or 200 yards, and then you would start seeing the little tombstones up in the ground, and they weren't that big. They were probably no more than knee height. Some of them weren't even that tall. But the majority of them was the late 1700s, like 1780-something, 1790s. And then the other ones was between 1820 and 1840s is what was there. Hey, there's Jasper. Hold on. Let me see if I can bring him on. Let's see. Let's see. I just clicked add somebody. I don't know if it's going to work, but we're going to try. One time I was able to add Moody, but, again, we all knew. So Adam, if you're watching, I just clicked add to add you, but I don't know if it's bringing you on camera or not. See, we're going to give it another minute. Connection failed. I don't know what that means, Jasper. So, Jasper, do me a favor and, Jasper. So, hit me up with the information that you had about Grove Point Road whenever we were discussing Grove Point Road. You had some good stuff that you were talking about with the car and whatnot. For some reason, I can't bring you online here. It won't let me. I don't know. Maybe it's because of the phone. It should, but it's not letting me. Let me try again. Let me try to bring you online. Can't bring you on camera. Anyways, so let's see. We got some other people online. Jameson, what's up, buddy? What's happening to Scott? Hope you guys are doing well on this Saturday. I know a lot of y'all are first timers, and sometimes you get this notification, and I hate getting them too, when somebody's going live and it's like, what are they doing? What's going on? Let me check this out. And then it's pretty boring. Well, we like to talk about ghosts and anything horror related, whether it could be scary movies or haunt or anything like that. So feel free to chime in and ask any questions. So let's do that right now. If you got any questions, let's go ahead and ask them now and pop them up. Adam, if you're watching, copy and paste what you sent me and send it on here so I can read it out and see if we can discuss that a little bit. So yeah, we're talking about Grove Point Road, Grove Point Plantation. I was going to ride down where, you know, I'd seen the lizard man, and so we rode all the way down there, and I showed Moody where it stopped. You couldn't go any further. We just have to climb this big like mound of dirt they had, and you went over it, and then you could go on about around in the to the marsh and everything, and where we used to go fishing. But I couldn't get back there anymore, and that used to be a dirt road that was really small, but you know, it had went back. So real quick, shout out to Robert Madrano for the embroidery. So if you need a hat or a t-shirt made, hit them up, Embroidery City. Check them out. I do have kind of a little bit newer logo with the lettering and everything, and the colors a little bit more. So that one is out now. So be prepared for that. All right, so looks like Jasper's not going to be able to log back on. I'm trying to bring him back on. It won't. Can't bring you online. I don't know why. Well, let me see. We'll just move along. So tonight, just real quick, I know I was going to come from a location, but I never got permission to go there. So I don't want to go anywhere where I don't have 100% permission. I was going to ride out to the Coldbrook plantation, but the person that I have been in contact with didn't contact me back today. So I was not able to ride out there and go live at 8 o'clock. So that's one of the reasons why this show may be a little backfired. So, but I'm working on some stuff so that if something falls through, we got plan B always in charge. Dave Armstrong's watching. What's happening, brother? Hope y'all had a good day today at the Scottish Rite. You know, I wanted to go, just wasn't feeling it really. And, you know, I really wanted to go and try to get some stories from anybody that's been a Scottish Rite Mason or has met in that building, you know, before. I wanted to get y'all's story to add to the videos that we got coming out on YouTube and going to share. But, you know, still want to check it out. I see Jim's watching. What's happening, brother? So, any questions tonight? What's the topic? Y'all give me the topic and let's discuss it. If there's a movie, if there's a haunted reality show that you guys have been watching. I think a lot of us have been watching Zach Bagans' quarantine episodes. I think we're all waiting on the Dibby Box episode. And once that comes out, then it's going to be a sight. I can tell you that, because Dybbuk boxes are something not to play with. A lot of y'all don't know if y'all know this, but whenever the Dybbuk box was giving me so much trouble and stuff, I had talked to a guy by the name of Howard Cooper. A lot of y'all know him, that are Shriners and Masons. And I had talked to him, and I was like, hey, man, listen, you know, we've got this this haunted box. I told him all about it, and he was like, ooh, no. He's like, you got to have a rabbi, you know, deal with that. And I was like, so are there any here in Savannah? And he goes, no, I don't think so. He said, a lot of them won't even touch that stuff. A lot of them won't even mention it, because if they mention it, then something becomes attached to them, blah, 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 blah. So we talked a while for that. And so finally, I think this one guy reached out to me and pretty much didn't help me out. He was just like, you know, it's evil. Don't play with it. It could be or it could not be. an actual Dybbuk box, but it's something that, you know, you don't want to mess with. Kind of like a Ouija board. I see Buddy Grayson says, Haunted Hospitals was a creepy show. Yeah. You know, to me, all hospitals are probably some sort of haunted or something or another. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that die in hospitals. And you can see some really creepy stuff. I'm going to tell you, there ain't nothing like the middle of the night, you know, in a hospital, because that's when it's the quietest. You know, visiting hours are over, you know, you're in there. I will tell you that whenever I had blood clots last year and I was in the hospital, Haunted Hospitals came on and I'm sitting there watching and I'm like, I don't know if I should be watching this. I'm in the actual hospital. I can't go anywhere. I got blood clots in my legs. I'm hooked up to all this crap and I'm watching Haunted Hospitals of all shows. So yeah, man, it's kind of weird. Karen's watching. What's happening, Karen? So, there's another show I've been talking about a lot. It's called Fear of the Woods or, Fear of the Woods or Something in the Woods. You know, to me, the woods are the scariest. So, you know, if of all things out there, yeah, the demonic stuff scares me, but the woods is what scares me the most. That's why I don't want to go in there, man. It's just creepy. So I got a couple personal messages about the mausoleums that I was in yesterday out in Hillcrest Abbey. And they were asking, you know, did it smell or anything? No, it didn't smell or nothing. It was just, it was real eerie. And the doors were left wide open on some of them, these glass doors. I guess they lock them at night, but it was after 5 o'clock and they were still open. I just walked right on in and, you know, of course, I was looking out for number one thing, snakes. Don't do snakes. And I just found it real, you know, this is somebody's final resting place. You know, I don't know if I could be put up like that because some of that stuff was really high. You know, it was like way up there and you had to look way up there. And I don't know how you you mourn something like that. I get, you know, everybody mourns somehow. But to me, you know, just being in the, I guess in the ground or something, or even above ground, if you had one that was up, you know, I don't know. It was weird, man. I probably should have went upstairs and walked around up there, but yeah, it looked like a hotel, you know, I mean, it was a hotel for the dead, but it felt really weird, you know, nothing crazy happened. I did hear, you know, again, when I was leaving, something say, you know, where you going? You know, just like that. Where you going? You know, and it didn't whisper it. It didn't say it like extremely loud or yell it or anything. It was just kind of like a question, like somebody was coming around the corner behind me or something. That's why when I turned around in the camera, you know, yesterday, I, you know, was like, okay, well, I think I'm walking back to the truck. And right when I was coming around the corner, I heard something say, where you going? And when I turned around, you know, I looked everywhere and there was nobody out there. So it was pretty creepy. You know, some weird stuff happens. Now, not all cemeteries are haunted or, you know, that have ghosts and things like that. But, you know, some of them are. Some of them have, you know, ghost stuff. And, you know, a lot of people don't rest easy at these places. Hold on 1 second. I'm reading something. Somebody just sent me. Okay, yeah. Okay, sorry about that, y'all. I thought they had an actual question. They were private messaging me. It was something else about another location or something. Moody's here. Woo! Shout out to Moody with the Sasquatch Yell. So, you know, we kind of circle back at a lot of the stuff that that we do, or that we talk about a lot of the stories. But, you know, there's a lot of haunted stuff out there. The more I'm getting involved in this stuff, the more I'm finding out that, there's a lot of haunted places around here. And when I say here, I mean, like in the city, like not so much like downtown, but like in the city. You know, people have kind of been telling me little things that I want to check out. It's just, you know, some stuff I think I want to explore, but I'm not sure if I really want to delve into it. So, let's see. Buddy says, how about the old Colonial Cemetery downtown? Yeah. So, the old Colonial Cemetery downtown, you know, is right next to the police station. I think it's like right off of Habersham and Abercorn, I think. You know, they used to let you go in at all times. You go in all night long if you wanted to. But then about 4 or 5 years ago, I think they started... people started vandalizing the crypts and stuff and, you know, doing stuff they shouldn't. So they started padlocking it once it got dark, you know, like around 8 or so. But the Colonial Cemetery, there's no telling how many people, you know, are buried there. One of the things that is a myth is that that's a myth is that, you know, the Union soldiers, when they came, they changed the dates and they did stuff. They did a couple of those things, but they didn't do all the things that people had said. I will tell you that when they were building Abercorn, there was a lot of bodies there, and supposedly all they did was dig a hole and dump them all in it, and that was it. A lot of the city workers downtown, I know when I was working downtown, they would always have to stop work sometimes because when they were down into the sewage drains, they would find like bodies, like old caskets, the old wooden caskets and stuff that have rotted and stuff, and bodies and like legs and stuff would, like, you know, just be sticking out and would freak them out. So they'd have to stop working and have a, you know, coroner come and everything and try to remove that stuff and supposedly rebury. I don't know how you rebury it because you don't know who it is, you know, but that stuff's been there forever. Let's see here. Doug Hardy says, can you still get to the old bathhouse at Grove Point? I'm not sure what that is. I'm not sure what the old bathhouse is. Let's see. Sheila's watching. Sheila Badger, what's happening? What's happening? So, what else, Mooney? What else is there to talk about? I mean, you was talking about a lot of ghost stuff today, riding around.
I don't know.
She don't know. Because we talk about so much stuff. I don't even think she listens half the time. So, Shannon's watching. What's happening, Shannon? So, our next investigation is next weekend.
Didn't we go down the road where the Lizard Man was?
Yeah, I told him about that. I told him about the Lizard Man road that we had rode down, but we couldn't get back into the very back section. There's all those houses now that they've built, and you just can't get back there. But, so, what were we talking about? Oh, Grove Point Road. Yeah, so supposedly, I don't know where Adam went. He was here and then he left, but, he was going to tell us about this car that'll supposedly chase you. And, supposedly he had it chase him, but, Adam, where'd you go? I'm not sure where Adam went. So Robert Medrano is asking about funeral homes. Not sure what you're talking about with funeral homes. I mean, I don't mess with them. I will tell you this. So, you know where Daffin Park is, Daffin Park. Right across from Daffin Park is a Shell station. And across from that Shell station is a white, like, mansion. And in that mansion used to be a funeral home. When I was 17, 18, I was a senior in high school. I saved my money up, and I wanted to take a limo to prom. So I paid for it out of my money and everything. And this I'm trying to think of the name of this funeral home. I can't remember. It's a big white building though, and it's right across from the Shell station off of Victory Drive. Anyway, so I go there and I realize, and they're like, oh yeah, just come on up to the third floor and we'll get some paperwork and everything. I was like, okay. Well, climbing up there, I noticed, like, on the first floor there was these coffins. I didn't even realize I was in a funeral home. And I was like, man, I don't know about this, you know. So when I finished the papers and stuff and I was coming down, I had to use the bathroom. I went to the bathroom, and they had this bathroom on the second floor that I guess was for guests or something. And I remember when I came out there, there was this guy that kind of like was getting out of there. I mean, it was like 5 o'clock and he was leaving, and I was like, you know, what's going on? And he was like, oh, it's 5 o'clock. We don't stick around after 5. And I'm like, why? He goes, well, you just don't want to be in here after 5. And so I always remember that But nothing happened, you know.
Was it my senior prom?
No. It was my senior. If you had been listening, Moody, you would have heard it was my senior prom.
Well, I didn't know.
Anyways, sorry I had to get on to Moody. Funeral homes, man. You know, I think the creepiest funeral home right now is... So, the mansion on Forsyth, you know, is the old... Fox and Weeks or something, or one of them. I forget which one it was. But it's across right there from the Forsyth Park. And that one is major haunted, man. And right, you know, all them people that are living in there or staying tonight, you know, having drinks and stuff. Yeah, not me, man. Not me. Let's see. Yeah, the one now that I was just talking about, Tiffany's right, is that... that place now is like condos. It's like condominiums or something like that. So it's crazy. Yeah, it's real crazy, man. Let's see. Craig Scott, any good haunt stories about Fort Jackson or Pulaski? So Fort Jackson, the ones that I'm always hearing about is the little drummer boy that's always that plays his drum, and then right after that, sometimes you can see soldiers walking across the parade ground. You know, the parade ground is inside the fort, and you can see them walking across there. And they said sometimes when you look up at Fort Jackson, you can see some of them standing up over the guns there, like looking out over the water. That's the only thing I've really heard about Fort Jackson. Now, I will tell you, Fort Pulaski is, I've heard all kind of stories. A lot of the soldiers, you could see them marching out into the marsh at Fort Pulaski. You can see a lot of them in the ammunition chambers. And they have like these some places, excuse me, I got a hiccups, is that they've got these bars and everything. I don't know if it was house prisoners or something, but I do know, like, in those places there's a, right where the quartermaster's barracks was, he died in there during one of the sieges or something, and supposedly he haunts the grounds there, the old quartermaster, but I'm not sure of his name or whatnot. Let's see, Dana's watching what's happening, Dana. Dana says, yeah, very hard, Fox and Weeks, yeah. Brenda's watching what's happening. Soldiers coming out of the water at Fort Jackson. Yeah, I heard that too. You know, Buddy is mentioning that there were soldiers coming out of the water at Fort Jackson, and I've heard that too. I've also heard them, you know, walking out. They always have that big gun, that big cannon right there by the marsh, and they always talk about soldiers coming and going out of the marsh there, like the water. I don't know. It's something that a lot of people have seen, even the Rangers. It's crazy. Of course, you know, I've talked about this fort a lot, Fort McAllister. Fort McAllister, to me, is one of the creepiest forts I've ever been in, you know, because it's made of the earth. When we were camping there, me and my buddies, y'all heard that story, how we snuck in. Trying to hear stuff. We heard drums playing. We heard what sound like people yelling, like they were in a battle or something, you know, like men yelling. We did hear that. We heard some cannon fire. We've heard some fires of muskets and stuff. We heard a lot of crazy stuff out there. But again, if you go out there at Fort McAllister, they have a they have an actual like plaque. One of those road memorial things or whatever you want to call it that's out there, and it talks about this cat. And the cat that's out there was one of the casualties, and supposedly they see the ghost of a cat out there all the time. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. I will tell you a funny story, though, is whenever we had snuck in there, the park ranger had came out and was looking for us because he had heard some stuff, and you know, we were being kind of goofy. And so when he come chasing after us in his truck, we took off running. And back then, you know, let's see, God, I was probably 24, 25 at the time. And I remember hauling ass. and, you know, trying to get away from this guy. And we had split up. A bunch of us had split up. And there was this little fence, this little white fence that went up to about where your shins are. And I remember hitting that thing, and I flipped head over heels. And when I did, I just knew I was caught, and I thought I was going to go to jail or something. So there, I remember all these leaves and stuff. I was piling stuff all on me, and, you know, I was trying to hide and try to be quiet. And all of a sudden, I see the spotlight, you know, from the truck, and it's coming, and it zooms over, and it stops right on me. And I'm like, okay, he's got me. You know, I'm going to jail or something for breaking in here. You know, I'm not supposed to be in this Ford. I'm supposed to be back at my campsite. Anyway, so, and then he comes on this little speaker, this little, like, walkie-talkie thing or whatever over the speaker, and was like, all right, I see you. He's like, okay, get up. So, get up. I suggest you go back to your camp, go to sleep. So, we did that, and that was the end of it. We didn't get in trouble, but we probably should have. But we heard a lot of stuff, man. We did that for, like, we did that twice. The first night we did it, you know, we heard a bunch of stuff, but we were too chicken to really go into the actual fort, but we were hearing all this stuff. But the second night is when we actually went into the fort and heard it a lot more crisp and everything. Yeah. God, I mean, that was like 20 years ago, 22 years ago. I wish I still had, you know, I wish I had a little EVP back then or something, you know. But back then, I don't think a lot of people were doing that. So tonight, I was waiting on Jasper. I still don't see Jasper. Where you at, man? We're supposed to be talking about Grove Point Road. I don't see Jasper. I'm going to give Jasper another minute, see if he hops on or whatnot. I don't know why I couldn't get him on here. Any questions? Any questions on Saturday night? Me and Moody did buy some Jiffy Pop popcorn. And we're going to do that probably next weekend because we had tacos tonight and we are full. So Brenda Brake Lovin says, a couple for you. Digging up old mass graves at Colonial Cemetery. I need to check out. Also, haunted wooden house just off York. Was moved there, and original owner did white magic and black magic for fee. Owner can't rent it, said no one will stay. Yeah, is that the one, the old wooden house just off of York Street where they did the exorcism? Is that the house that you're talking about? It's like the only house in Savannah that has done an actual exorcism at. So it's pretty creepy. Nicole's watching. What's happening, Nicole? So, well, my buddy Jasper ain't on, and I was planning some good story time with him, and I hate to cut it short, but he's not here, so I'm going to cut it short tonight. I appreciate everybody watching. Sorry to let y'all down, but rent you a scary movie there, and you know, let's see what happens. I'll put together a better show, and I have a backup plan B next time when this happens. So can't get him on camera. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I just need to start using the laptop maybe. So thank you guys for watching. Hope you guys are doing well. Hopefully this is taking you away a little bit of all the craziness out there. Wash those hands. Let's save Halloween. And Moody, let's give him a Sasquatch yell. Woo! All right, guys. I will tell you tonight on the Travel Channel, there's a couple new shows coming on. Check them out. One of them is called Haunted Something. Oh, God, who knows? There's all kind of haunted stuff on the Travel Channel tonight. Lots of new shows coming on at 9 o'clock. So check it out and hope to scare you there.